Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Zeiting, a.k.a. Dream Trender, a.k.a. Pet Semi-Trendy, a.k.a. The Trend Zone, a.k.a. Maximum Overzeit. These are all from Johnny Davis, Stephen King, Steve Trend King title.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. All right. So, you know.
Out to Stephen King.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Didn't he just write a new book?
Probably.
That they're like, it's his commentary on our new, like, fractured world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. I have not kept up with all the words written by that man. He's prolific. Yeah. Well,
A lot of words, bro.
All right. I am Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yes. And these are some of the things that are trending. The Taliban is trending because they have now taken Kabul. They're now in control of Afghanistan.
I feel like it's most of what's trending on the internet, because at this point, if you haven't seen an image of what the airport looks like in Kabul, I don't know. Maybe you're willfully trying not to see it because it is harrowing. But yeah, I mean, it's who'd have thought that this spectacularly failed military mission from 20 years ago would end in just more trauma and. Oh man, it's just really depressing, to be honest, yeah, to look at it and just to see the lack of options these people have. And you can see it in how it's manifesting in their behavior and trying to flee or pull money out of banks or all these other things.
The thing with the people clinging to the plane as it takes off is,
yeah,
that's just like something that's never going to leave the mind of anybody who watched it.
Yeah, I haven't watched much of the normal mainstream media today and like how vocal they are in terms of trying to tell the government that they absolutely need to go there to figure, like, you can't just leave these people like that, left to die, and allow, you know, the sort of mobility that women even had in the absence of the Taliban ruling there and all that being reversed so quickly. Because, I mean, right now I just see a lot of headlines of like the finger pointing that's going on where,
right,
Biden or other Pentagon people are, you know, are talking about, you know, well, the Afghan military should have... Well, I think by the time they realized that we were pulling out in 2020 and like just how no one was listening to what they felt was like actually needed to be addressed, the clock began ticking on how committed this, you know, army was to this new government, which was not much at all. And then on the other side of it, you have the Taliban who've been waiting for this moment for like literal decades.
Yeah. It's a no-win situation that was kind of fated to end in a no-win situation when America decided to go in there.
I can't imagine, you know, and I think if it seems like a lot of people can't just look at that and go, my God, America is just such a disgraceful fucking country. Right. And look at what is happening to these people. People are immediately pivoting to like, well, Joe Biden really screwed this up, or right. Donald Trump really screwed this up. Like, please, if you don't put your head that fucking deep into the ground like that, when it's so clear that like this aggressive foreign policy and style of occupying countries and bringing democracy, quote unquote, like works. It doesn't. Right. Maybe it did in the handful of, you know, post World War II Germany and Japan to a certain extent, but like since then,
it's not happening.
Nah.
The 25th Amendment is trending. Is that because of the kind of crumbling of Afghanistan?
Yeah. A lot of conservative Twitter is now saying 25th Amendment, get him out of there. He's incapacitated. He needs to be removed from office. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it's definitely this time they're the ones screaming for 25th Amendment and, you know, all the revisionist history that's swirling through people's heads where somehow this started and ended with Joe Biden. But yeah, that's all the energy around that Twitter trend at the moment.
Man, just the same exact shit, but on the opposite side is happening right now.
Like, yeah.
That's just...
And if you remember, half of these people, most conservatives, when Obama was there, were like, we got to get out of Afghanistan.
Right.
We got to get out of it. We got to end with these forever wars, but not the concept of a forever war, just to end this specific one. But let's not actually try and make something, make it right, yeah, or be
who started
sort of critical of it. George Bush.
George.
But yeah, and this is, it's just cyclical, and it, you know, I think only now I'm seeing like the Washington Post is like trying to press like to be more like forceful and asking the White House to do something.
Are there like some high profile like flubs that they're pointing to when it's when they're trying to suggest that he's not mentally capable of running the country?
It's the same things, like, you know, how he'll misspeak about stuff or, you know, yeah. But I think mostly it's just more being broad to like, how could he think this is right? See, this is why he's probably incapacitated mentally.
Right.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Got it. Citizen Kane is trending for some reason. I guess there's a Criterion collection.
Dude, fucking 4K, dude. Citizen Kane 4K, you ready for this? I'm
Citizen
certainly 4K. Not,
because
I haven't even fucking seen the movie. So I don't know. People are mad because I guess the cover for the Criterion Collection is just like a big ass K on it. I guess that's an offense. I don't know if the original, they wanted the original poster, like that was hidden. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the original poster is just like some old-timey shit, like drawing of people. That's interesting, though, that they just went with a K, since it is like has a bunch of really iconic shots.
I mean, you firing up the projector, dude? Showing your kids what cinema is?
Yeah, dude. You know, that's the only thing they're allowed to watch. Citizen Kane.
On a
loop.
And
The Godfather 2.
Godfather 2, Citizen Kane. And True Romance.
Yes. Classics.
But yeah, this they announced that it's coming out. It's like part of a whole class of films. Like Mulholland Drive is going to come out. Once Upon a Time in China. Menace to Society. So
Menace to Society.
And drafts. Yep.
Is Menace to Society like getting a... Criterion's interesting because it's like a very small selection of... film critics kind of determine what gets the Criterion Collection treatment.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Michael Bay's college professor, and So like The Rock and I think Armageddon both have Criterion Collection DVDs.
What? I didn't even fucking realize that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. I need those.
But it's just interesting. Citizen Kane, you'd think, would have had it already. Definitely before Armageddon. But
Right.
But yeah, it's also interesting, Menace to Society. I feel like that wasn't like a... That was more lauded by people who were teenagers when it came out than it was by like the film critic community.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, I think it was jarring for a mainstream culture at the time it came out. But... You know, the Hughes brothers did their thing.
They did.
But indeed. Yeah, I think it's like one of those things now that if anyone knows anything about cinema, like you couldn't say that this wasn't like a seminal film.
Yeah. Great performances. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and... Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. We were just reminiscing before we started recording about how we all remember where we were on this day 44 years ago.
Yep.
When Elvis passed.
I knew where I was.
Green planet.
In 77.
Is that what he... So that was later than I thought. But shout out to that man. I remember not being born yet, but...
I mean, I was alive. As I said errantly, I remember where I was when Elvis Presley passed away. It was more that I remember when I was at the 20th anniversary in 1997.
Got it.
Because my cat, we went on a trip to somewhere, and we had to put our cat, like, board it somewhere, and my cat died the first day, or the second day they called, which was the day Elvis passed away, and they're like, yeah, man, Elvis, your cat is dead. And then every channel was running some, like, Elvis fucking salute, and I remember being so pissed as a kid. I was like, they need to be talking about Casey dying at this place. I thought they're not supposed to die. There's, like, a pet hotel, and he died. What the fuck is this shit? So.
I had bad luck with that shit too. Whenever we would leave our pets somewhere, there we had one who ended up like in the hospital after that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really through their fault. It was the dog had something wrong with them, but
covering for these monsters, huh? Still,
and that's why you got to check out St. Louis Dog.
he died on a toilet, right? That's the whole thing with him.
Yeah, Elvis died on the toilet. He died of, so some people, like revisionist historians, claim it was because he got Novocaine because he had just been to the dentist. Others think it was just handfuls of amphetamines and other prescription drugs he was taking, like, mm-hmm. every day, constantly. I think it was he had an impacted bowel that might have gotten him. And yeah, man,
that's what happens, you know, when you're appropriating black music for that long.
Yeah, it
comes back around to you.
There you go.
And also, when he has a child, wasn't Priscilla Presley like a minor when they met?
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, wow, don't look too deep into the Elvis Presley story, folks. You might see quotes like this one producer Brian just unearthed, saying he said, "The only thing a black woman can do for me is buy my records and shine my shoes." And
cool.
Write songs for me to steal.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He also was, like, you know, he died of drug use, and so people assume he, like, was cool in that respect, but mm-hmm. he only did, like, drugs he could get, like, sycophantic doctors to prescribe to him, and he actually famously went to meet with Richard Nixon wearing a cape and holding a golden gun, and was just high out of his mind, and offered to basically, like, narc on the Beatles and other, like, rock musicians.
Hell yeah.
Because who did, like, illegal drugs? So, you know, shout out to Elvis, I guess. Haiti is trending because there was an earthquake there over the weekend.
7.2, right?
Yeah. So
awful. The buildings were collapsing. As I've seen many people tweet, don't give your money to the Red Cross. Don't give your money to the Red Cross. They completely fucked it up the last time there, and absolutely do not. There's, I think, other organizations that you should be giving your money to. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll put a link to something in the show notes for the trending episode of where the best place to donate is. And finally, Travis Barker from Blink 182 got on a plane for the first time since the crash he was in that killed some of his best friends back in 2008. Yeah, long time. How are you flying? Are you a nervous flyer?
Me? Not when I'm flying private, no. You know,
I
get nervous when I'm on those regular people flights. You know
right,
what I mean?
But just there's because of their germs and...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Their gross. Luggage looks like stinky, you know, it's hard to describe. But when I'm firing up the Learjet, taking off from Van Nuys from the private airstrip, I mean, there's just no better sensation than to pay for a full tank of jet fuel for only $30,000. It's exhilarating. I like flying, you know, I was one of those kids who was always excited to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
But although there are times when, like, you get some wild-ass turbulence out of nowhere. Yeah. Okay, actually, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I have fucking wild thoughts when I get on a plane, but they don't overwhelm me.
Turbulence, it's over for me.
You know what I do? Sometimes I look when I sit down and I see all the people come on, and I start seeing an immemorial video of all the people on the flight I'm on mm-hmm. who have passed away because we've crashed and died. So I'm like, oh, man, this is heartbreaking, man. All kinds of people on this flight.
Where am
and
I
then I'm
rank?
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's truly like, this bizarre thought I have, and then I'm like, man, you need to get off this shit. And then I remind myself that you're more likely to die in any other way than in a plane crash. But I'm not nervous. I just have really morbid thoughts at the beginning of the flight, and then I'm good.
I think I would get real nervous if I was like on a private plane, because those seem to be the ones that get people. Like a commercial flight hasn't crashed since like 2001, I think.
Are we forgetting those 747 MAX jets?
In America.
Like TWA Flight 800 or whatever?
Yeah. I think it was the one, it was after September 11th and it was over Queens. I think that was the last one, but maybe there was one since then.
I mean, look, there's a lot of planes that have gone down, but yeah, I guess when was the last time they had those Supermax jets. Anyway, look, you're all good, just get on the plane and travel to where you need to safely. But yeah, Travis Barker, because that was the DJ AM was on that flight too, although he didn't die from the flight. But it's wild to think 13 years this guy has been, you know, performing and stuff like that. I guess doing it John Madden style on a bus.
Right.
But I wonder if isn't he with Kourtney Kardashian? If that's, you know, she's like, look, Travis, I don't fucking do anything except fly private. So yeah. I don't know what the fuck I don't know how you think this relationship's going to last, sir.
Right. Doing it for love.
Yeah. Or he just grew and this, maybe she gave him a reason to trust himself. So either way, good to see people, you know. Oh, yeah, they were on a private date. Yep. It shows him getting on Kylie Jenner's private jet in Cabo.
And Kylie Jenner is flying that, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean,
if you saw her story, she was like, she's like, this is such a vibe. And she's like at the cockpit controls. but I guess they got there safely.
All right. Shout out to that young man. That's going to do it for us for today. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Get the vaccine. Get tickets to the live show.
August 25th.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.